This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendo. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. The power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite.
Welcome back to the Corporation Nation. I'm Clint Richardson, and with me is Gary Long today. Gary, let's continue, and then we'll take some calls, with the Civil War and how this applies to it. And also, you mentioned the Uniform Commercial Code and how this applies to that. So let's get back to that.
Yeah, just quickly, I wanted to expand just a little bit more on the Civil War, because I think that was a huge event beyond the obvious. I mean, we had looked at the formation of the United States. You had Federalists and you had Anti-Federalists. Not all the founders were of the same mind in this regard. So there was, over the years, there was this constant struggle between the two. And it seemed to have come to a head at the time of the Civil War. Now, there was this continuing attempt, and this is my interpretation of all things, but there was this continuous attempt to bring the colonies into one coherent unit, and both legally and actually. So not only during the Civil War were the Southern states compelled by force of government to realign themselves with the federal, a lot of people might want to consider the fact that the Northern states also were included in that. The Northern states were compelled. And if there's any question of that, you can just look at the draft riots in New York, where the federal government actually killed people who were trying to resist the whole Northern draft action. So then we see all that happen, and at the end, the Southern states at least had to redo their constitutions, had to rewrite everything effectively. And at the same time, you saw, or not too long afterwards, you saw the 14th Amendment come out, that for the first time, an actual legal written, you saw the concept of a United States citizen. Very, very little comment before that to an American citizenship can be found. So we see the statutory creation of not only a citizen of a state or a colony, but a citizen of the larger United States federal.
Well, it was always considered more of a blood right, as in a natural born right as opposed to anything else. And the 14th Amendment, you're right, we discussed this yesterday, basically the whole purpose of it seemed to be to take away the powers of the states in a more permanent way and make everybody citizens in the United States that are citizens of the states. In other words, take everybody out of the republics and put them into the corporation.
And yeah, and that more firmly aggregates the liabilities and responsibilities of the citizens, and as you mentioned earlier, gets moved over into a complete commercial construct under Uniform Commercial Code.
Now, Uniform Commercial Code is one of those the types of acts that are passed in each state uniformly. So they meet in their little private associations and they construct these things, in this case a bunch of lawyers, attorneys, and then bring them back to each state, and each state passes them individually. And so you basically have a central law that, instead of being passed centrally, is passed by each 50 states. It's a very tricky, tricky thing, and there's over 116 or 18 different uniform acts that, you know, spread everything from this one, the UCC, to Child Protective Services, to all these things. This is how they infiltrate into the states without actually pretending or without actually showing that it's a federal effort, it's a central effort. So how does this apply, this pledging thing? How do you think it applies to that UCC, what is it, Chapter 9 or Article 9?
Article 9. It just essentially has refined the terminology. As you know, converted the term pledge into more of a contractual structure, and with very, very detailed parameters of that. So, you know, it's turned it into actually an easier way, because in Article 9 it talks about banks and talks about contracts, of course, and you can see where. This is just, you know, like I say, it's just a focusing, it's a refinement that makes things more easily handled legally through the court systems, and basically draws the whole structure, the whole three divisional structure of the federal government into one common force.
Into one private commercial venture, basically. And that's why, you know, we had a caller last night, I believe, that we had to cut off because it was the end of the show. And I was trying to say that, you know, that I fell for the Uniform Commercial Code, or the UCC-1, the UCC-3, all these forms, until I realized, wait a minute, first of all, it has the word commercial in it. So that can't be good. And then it has the word, and then it has the word code in it, and I'm like, wait a minute, they're selling this, these gurus out there selling this Uniform Commercial Code thing as a way to basically put all of your own personal property into a commercial trust, and pretending that that's somehow free of government, even though it's within the UCC, it's a Uniform Commercial Code thing. And you know, I looked up the word code, by the way, and it's a legislation. It signifies, in general, a collection of laws. It is a name given by way of eminence to a collection of such laws made by the legislature. Eminence. Do you know what eminence? Eminence is simply defined as a title of honor, for which the United States is not supposed to have, a title of honor given to cardinals. Cardinals, of course, are the highest dignitaries of the court of Rome, or in this case, we're talking about ecclesiastical law, which our law is basically derived from, and in my opinion is still based on and still exists within. And then we know the word eminent from what? Eminent domain? Well, what does the word domain mean? It means dominion. It means that the government has the right to dispose at its pleasure of what belongs to it. So if you have eminence and you have dominion or domain, dominion is defined as the right of the owner or thing to use or dispose of it as at its pleasure. If eminent domain exists in this country, that means, folks, you don't own anything. There is no private property. There is nothing. So to put something into what we call a commercial code does nothing to make it natural. And that's, I think, is the point that I have to go and retract some of my own writings. Anything else you want to cover? We're actually going to go to a break, and then we'll definitely take a call first thing.
I just want to make an observation that in fact takes us full circle back to the right of kings.
Yes. Yes, yes, the vicar, the replacement of God on earth. All right, folks, we'll be right back, and looks like our first caller is Art. So stay on the line, Art. We'll be back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
All right, folks, welcome back. And you're in the Corporation Nation, and today with me is Gary Long. Let's go ahead and take some calls, Gare. We have Art with – well, Art is anonymous today. We don't know where Art is. Art, are you there?
Good evening, Clint. It's so nice to be able to listen to you regularly without having to wait. And I hope you're going to come on someone else's broadcast so we can hear what you've got to say.
I appreciate it, man.
I got introduced to you, I guess, probably about 3 years ago when you came on Deanna Spingola's show.
I make the disclaimer that I was an idiot then, and I know a lot more now.
Well, you impressed me then with your first Corporation Nation video, and I've followed your work ever since. You and, oh goodness, I can't think of his name right off the top of my head anyway.
Good old Walter?
Yeah, Walter Buehr. And so I've been following you guys for a few years now, and I'm always impressed with what you do. But you mentioned two words here, pledge and contract. And these two are actually cousins. Now, having studied law myself back in the early, mid-1980s, I learned the importance of being able to understand words, definitions, their origins, all of this, if you're going to have an intelligent conversation. Now, personally, I have in my library 15 dictionaries alone. That's Black's first through the ninth, Bouvier's second, sixth, and twelfth, Ballantine's third, as well as Oxford's fifth and Webster's second, as well as Blackstone's complete four-book commentary, including the commentaries on the common laws of England. So
Let me ask you a personal question then, and get your best opinion. Now, the reason I like to go to Bouvier's of 1856 first is because it was accepted. It was actually commissioned by Congress, and it's supposed to be the most honest, including, you know, defining eugenics and stuff like that. The reason I go to that, it's my first go-to dictionary, is because I think it's honest. It's more accurate. It actually defines the terms better because it defines them in the terms of the thought of the day when the Constitution was created. Am I wrong there?
No, actually, I would agree with that. The Bouvier's 1856, that would be Bouvier's sixth edition.
Yes.
And it is very easy to read, very easy to understand. But you'll find whether you're reading Black's, Bouvier's, or Ballantine's, regardless of what edition you read, there really isn't going to be any difference in the definitions. For example, Black's first, okay? Now, Black's first was 1891. And the way it defines pledge, and we'll take these words one at a time, pledge and then contract. Pledge is a deposit of personal property by way of security for the performance of another act. The specific article delivered to the creditor in security is also called a pledge or a pawn. Now, this coincides and goes and supports what Bouvier says. Now, if you go to Ballantine III, which is 1968, a bailment of personal property as security for a debt or obligation redeemable upon terms and with the implied power of sale on default, the Roman name applicable to a contract of pledge or pawn was pignus or vadium. The difference between a pignus and a hypothecation, I have a speech impediment, consists in this: in the former, the possession of the thing pledged passed to the pledgee; in the latter, it did not. Now, all of this supports what you cited from Bouvier's 1856, the sixth edition. So it becomes pretty clear what a pledge is.
Yeah, and we're really talking about, when we're talking about legal dictionaries, also it's important to say that we're really talking about the opinion of the court. We're talking about case law more than anything else.
Right, exactly. Now, on the issue of contract, really there is no difference between a pledge and a contract other than the way they are approached. A pledge is something that's just verbal between two parties, or between several parties. It can be verbal. A contract can be verbal, but really cannot be enforced through law unless it's actually in writing. So let's look at the word contract. Now, there are six definitions. If you break it down to two words, con and tract, there are six definitions for con, four of which, one being a noun, one being an adjective, and two being a verb, do not apply in the content in which the word contract is being used. But the first two, which are nouns, definition one, negation, which is roughly 1570s, short for lac contra, meaning also against. And the second one, also a noun, early 15th century, from Old English kunin, to know or know how, also to study. So there's con. Now, if we go to the word tract, tract is late 15th century, generally referring to an area, but also a period or lapse of time from the Latin word tractus, meaning tract, track, T-R-A-C-K, course, space, or duration. Duration is a time period. And that is also a noun. And then, of course, the second definition of tract, also a noun, little book, treatise, mid-12th century, probably a shortened form of Latin tractatus, a handling treatise treatment from tractar to handle. So there's con and tract. Now, if we go to the actual word contract, where we put the two of them together, this takes us to late 14th century. Now, this means to make narrow or draw together. Early 15th century, to make an agreement. Also from Middle French, contractir, not contractor, contractir, from Latin, contractus, past principle of contractor, or to draw together, combine, make agreement. Also, second definition, the first one being a verb, second being a noun, early 14th century, from Old French, contract, Modern French, contract, from Latin, contractus, a contract or agreement, from past participle of contrahere, or to draw together, metaphorically, to make a bargain together.
Bargain. Bargain's another interesting word, because that would have to be separated. Bar and gain.
Right.
I mean, all of these words just floor me.
This is what understanding of law and having all of these dictionaries come really handy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, again, if it's a negation of something, oh boy, it's hard to wrap my mind around that, actually.
And of course, there is the U.S. underworld sense of arrangement to kill someone, first recorded in 1940.
What was that?
Another part of that also, the contract is the U.S., and it's amazing how this is actually included in the definition of contract, U.S. underworld sense of arrangement to kill someone, which was first recorded in 40.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway, that helps better understand the definition of these two words.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Gary, did you have anything to add to that?
No, not at all. Excellent call.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is a learning process for sure.
Certainly is. All right. Well, Art, anything else you wanted to add? Or
no, just thought I'd help to define those words, because it did seem like you were having a little bit of difficulty with it.
Well, you know, again, you know, knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave. I'm coming out of my own enslavement trying to understand all this, so I do really appreciate it. We'll be back with looks like John in Canada. Stay with us, folks. Ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait. Use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs.
All right, folks, welcome back. You know, the more I look at definitions of words, you know, they're all separated into criminal law, government contracts, etc. But the ones that come from the feudal system, that ancient system where, you know, pledging was certainly a part of, I'm starting to understand that we are basically in an advanced form of clandestine feudalism. Let me read you the definition of the word fealty, which we discussed earlier. Fealty is basically fidelity or allegiance. It says, under the feudal system, every owner of lands held them of some superior lord. Well, guess what, folks? That describes you, because your land is titled. It is, you're in an agreement. from whom, from the lord, or from whose ancestors the tenant had received them. So it was passed on by blood, basically. But by this connection, the lord became bound to protect the tenant in the enjoyment of the land granted to him, and on the other hand, the tenant was bound to be faithful to his lord and defend him against all enemies. Does that not sound like what we have in the United States? To a T, we are bound to the United States to be faithful to it and to basically protect it from all of its extracurricular activities where it's nation building and doing all these horrible things. We're required to support it. And in return, we are allowed to enjoy our property. even though we don't actually own it. We're just tenants. Is that not the feudal system, and is that not the same thing as the United States? My goodness, what dreamland have we been in all of this time? Let's take John from Canada. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, I think you got the name wrong. This is Dallas.
Well, Dallas, okay. Welcome
no
to the
problem.
Show.
Hey, yes, the feudal system is alive and kicking, and it didn't work the first round, and our ancestors came over to this west to escape them, and they followed us over here, so... we were born into it, and our parents, basically gave us away at birth by signing that birth certificate. So, you mentioned the earlier people asked you for a solution. If you want to break that word down to solve or solvents or dissolve
yeah.
the final contract or the contract, but you, if we could do that, everybody would go to court and do it, but you mentioned they won't let us without putting up a fight and a military style, like, you know, kill us.
yeah, and so, that's, you know, that's part of the natural right to defend your rights. Unfortunately, people think that the Second Amendment is what gives them a right to carry guns, and yet the whole purpose of it was to defend your own rights.
Yeah, they won't. They don't want us doing that because... if people realized how we are voluntarily giving up our God-given rights, then, of course, nobody would want to do it. So I think, well, the solution, I don't know, Hitler called it the final solution. If they want to use force against us, then they push people into a wall where we have to force back, and that's where that final solution comes into play.
Well, you know, that final solution was to transfer the Jews to Palestine, basically. That's what the final solution actually really signified. And you know, who's running the country through private associations and dual Israeli yeah. citizens in the country? Well, you know, it had nothing to do with killing. It had to do with creating a new state. So, and of course, he was in that agreement, that transfer agreement with the National Socialists, with the World Zionist Congress. So, you know, I don't know what to say about the final solution, but I go back to saying that this is a fight of individual minds. This is an awakening of the mind, and that cannot happen in a hive situation. It can only happen individually, and so that's why I'm here, because I'm in the process of that awakening myself, and you know, hopefully can lead others through my fumbling to the same place. Gary, do you want to chime in on that?
No, I just want to thank Dallas for those great observations, and what this really does, at least for me, is to show why history repeats itself, because there are little remedies. There are few remedies other than what Dallas was describing.
Unfortunately,
I just wanted to ask a question as well. Before the South was asked to give their properties and everything for collateral for the bankruptcy. Like, we do need some sort of a law and order. How did it work before it turned into this commercial type of style? Like, we have government protection that comes along with the government contract. So how do we get rid of the contract but still afford our government protection? How do we do that, you know?
Well, we don't. We don't have protection if we're not a member of the corporation. This is the thing that's so hard for people, and why most people say, well, I don't want to follow that path. I want to be a slave so that I can get my benefits. I want my Social Security. I paid into it. You know,
I guess what I'm saying is, if we're in a society where we are responsible citizens, we are free, we're allowed to protect ourselves and carry a sidearm for the protection, just as a symbol more than anything. But all the people involved with that movement, we have to come to some sort of a contract between us so that we all agree and we all have an understanding, right? So how do we come up with a contract that is outside of the commercial feudal system?
It's funny because, you know, one of my goals in life is to actually start a community somewhere in this,
one up here.
In this land. Well, yeah, there's a lot of places out there that have their own. I mean, there's literally, from what I understand, hundreds of communities that have their own currency. It's so they're so small that they're not a threat to the government monopoly, so that the government doesn't necessarily worry about it. And of course, it doesn't want to make a big deal out of it, because then people would realize that you can have other currencies besides the dollar. So, I mean, my goal, I think, with this show, even if I can manage to not screw up and get kicked off of this network, is to ultimately to find enough people who have skills and who want to live free. As free as you can, and protect that freedom to the death, literally, then, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking for eventually, is to start something like that with a bunch of people who really truly wish to be out of debt and not be a surety or a fealty. I mean, what else can you do? Because one of the things that me and Bert have talked about continuously over the years is that this cannot be done by an individual alone. We cannot just simply become free men. Who's going to protect us? Who's going to protect, and how do we protect each other? That's the point.
That's
so while it's an individual, it's a personal journey. You can't do it alone. And that's the trick. How do you organize without taking a oath to an organization? In other words, just becoming part of another trust or part of another thing. And that's kind of what I'm trying to square out myself, is how do we do this? And the best thing that I've found so far is, honestly, through the church. Through the church being not a building, not a thing. It's not a tangible thing. It's actually a more of an agreement between men to be Christian, basically. And when I say Christian, I mean literally follow the teachings of Christ under natural law, to live under natural law. And the thing about that is that you can form these different corporations that are non-statutory from the church. They're actually immune from statutory law, which is why the politicians do it, and the Pope does it, and the Queen does it. The corporation
soul. My uncle
tried
to do that years ago, too. He hasn't bothered by the tax man for his whole life. So,
well, that's just it. I mean, it's taking upon yourself the responsibility, and that's all it is. Because, again, under the feudal system, you are attaching yourself to government, giving it allegiance and doing whatever it asks you, and in return, it's giving you these benefits. Well, I don't want that. I don't need it. I can be responsible for my own actions, my own land, and I can be a caretaker of nature, not a rapist of it, like government. So, you know, that's my opinion.
Clint, could I jump
likewise.
In there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've got some links I want to send you to some groups that are doing exactly what you're saying, and we will.
That would be great. Yeah. You can get my contact information. My contact information's on my blog, which is realityblogger.wordpress.com. And thanks for the call, man. We'll be back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. VeteranHealer.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Thank you, Yoda, very much. All right, folks, we're back. Last segment of the Corporation Nation. Gary, did you say you wanted to chime in on that last call?
Just for Dallas. Something that jumped right in my face as he was making inquiries about, you know, where do we go with this? You know, with natural law, you're looking at self-accountability, self-reliance, and voluntary associations. But this type of system is not without precedent, so I would encourage him to study the Iroquois Confederation.
Oh, absolutely.
Because absolutely. That laid out a framework for just the sort of that may address the questions that he has.
Well, and it's important to say, again, I don't, you know, we're talking about wearing a gun on our hip, but I'm saying, look, that the purpose of guns, purpose of arms, whatever they be, they don't just have to be guns. The purpose of arms is to protect these natural rights. Government's purpose is to supersede and, well, kill nature and natural rights. So those guns, those arms are there to protect your clan. You know, I kind of like the word clan. It's not just a political four-show thing. This is the real deal. I mean, that's what those guns are for. It's not just a, it's not just for appearances. Anyway, let's, you got to realize that you're going to have to eventually defend your community, your land, your setup, whatever that's going to be. And if you don't have people that are willing to do that, you know, geez, you're pretty much out of luck. Let's take Lauren from Ohio. Lauren, are you on the line?
Yes, I sure am. Hey, listen, you guys are like to the end, so I've got your solution. It's a declaration of dependence on God Almighty. I'll read it real quick. But here's the thing. Government, it's mental, you know, govern to rule, mental, it's mind control. Yeah. I got a word for you to look up. Verisimilitude. It's the appearance of truth. It's being substituted for what, you know, we're supposed to be living. If you want a guidebook, look at the Bible. It tells us how to live. Mm. All law is either declaration or contract. Now, they've been using contracts to rule you, and I love how you guys have been analyzing all this. But the bottom line is, you don't need to be swimming around in the minutia of their nonsense.
Yeah.
You make your statement of fact. Here we go. Declaration of dependence on God Almighty. Let it be known that I, and you put in your name, born, put the date, in city and state, and then united, I have little u, and then states of America, comma, to the father's full name and your mother's full name. I'm a child of the Creator God, a man created in his image, a citizen of his heavenly kingdom, and a slave of Jesus Christ. New paragraph, God is the grantor of life. I am the grantee of life. I have a covenant with the living God. I am subject to his rule alone, and to him I swear all allegiance. My life is my ministry. I am God's gift to me. My name, in any variation, image, fingerprints, retina scans, blood, DNA, and all of my fleshly being are my personal property and may not be used for commercial purposes without my written consent and compensation for use. New paragraph. Freedom is the right to be responsible for yourself. Freedom under God is my birthright. I hereby rescind my signature on any and all documents perceived to contract away any of my God-given rights or to usurp the legitimate authority of God to direct my footsteps. I am not the fiduciary for any person. New paragraph. The Declaration of Independence states that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain un-a-lean-able rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The Constitution is a body of negative rules that limit the power of government workers and define what the federal government shall do. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States of America, and the Bill of Rights do not tell a free man how they shall live, but they do protect each man's right under God to be free. So let it be with me, a free inhabitant of the land. And you signed this, you know, blank day of month and in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
And
now,
you get
Lauren,
a signature, and you file it in your recorder's office and with Secretary of State if you want to get a passport. This is what it is to be a non-citizen national. This is what it is to be a free man under God.
Is that posted anywhere?
No, I just wrote it. I'm going to file it. I've just, you know, I got, I'm, you know, I don't, I handle each of these. Well, here, let me just explain something to you, because I live this life. I've had CPS bothering me about my children. No, go away. Get out of here. I give no consent. My children aren't wards of the state. I have no contract with you. You know, same thing with, you know, you don't have to have insurance to drive. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to do all, you know, my children are homeschooled. I don't ask people permission to raise my children in truth. My life is my property. It's mine. And the whole point is what they're engaged in is private law. All you have to do is ask them and notify them of your position. The Alfred Addis Utopia Silver case should show you that legally they don't have any power to move once you notify them of who you are in truth. The problem that I see with all these cases is everybody wants to keep being a U.S. citizen, and you want to keep having your rights, and you're not understanding what the game is. Now, you guys are analyzing it properly and understand what the game is, but the solution is to act. The only way that you can save yourself is to yield to the truth, wedge yourself to the truth. God really did make you. He really did say he was a jealous God, and he is your ruler, and he gave you freedom. The one that creates is the one that has the right to control. So all these men telling you to do what God said didn't, don't do, and vice versa. It's your Obamacare. If you do that, you're a fool. Now, you have a choice to do it. Go ahead. It's like vaccinating your children with poison. Fine. 1 in 50 autistic, that's brain damage, straight up. So it comes down to how much do you want to live and live well. And to the extent you want to do that, you will wed yourself to truth. There's people, all kind of people, you can get a passport. It's just a different passport. It's an American national, a non-citizen national passport.
Now, I want to chime in here and say that what you've written here, it's very important to understand that the Bible is also a choice. It is a presentation of a choice. You're choosing, in your case, you're choosing the right path. Others will not. And this, what you've written here, and this is not meant to be blasphemous or anything like that, what you've written here really actually has nothing to do with your personal belief in God, whether God exists or does not exist. This is literally a legal tool for anyone, no matter what your religious belief
is. Yes, absolutely. Right. And atheists should love this. You don't have to believe that there's God, but you do know that no man has a right to run you like a dog. Your rights are unalienable. No man can put a lien on your labor. That should be common sense to us, but we allow them to have our children. They lie to them for 13 years. They come out not understanding anything of the truth in any subject area. Whose fault is that if it's not our own fault?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
My solution is obey God, keep your money in your pocket, what taxes you don't know you should not be paying, and keep your children in your home or put them in a position where they actually get a real education. If you don't do those things, that's okay. You're allowed to do it. But then you're going to pay for it. It's like these fools doing Obamacare. You're an absolute idiot. You're not even going to have your local... And I'm an ex-grep, and my dad was a heart surgeon. I worked in his office. I mean, I'm telling you, you cannot make a man work if he doesn't get paid. God said, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. Now, I understand it's hard to watch people suffer, but you're really stealing from them the totality of the human being they would be if you didn't, you know, welfare, rice and beans, all you want, every day, all you want. You'd have sufficient protein to grow properly. Would you have extra money for beer and cigarettes and chips? And no, you wouldn't. But you'd have a heck of a motivation to pay attention to what was going on as your government shipped your jobs overseas, as they robbed your pension funds, as criminals parade in front of you. We have a criminal gun-running, drug-running attorney general, and nobody's doing anything about it. A treasonous, traitorous, treacherous
all
president.
All right, Lauren, let me just say...
we can fix this, and that's all I didn't mean to get excited.
You're wonderful. I enjoyed that a lot, actually. I think you're beautiful, so don't worry about it. Hey, Gary, Lauren, and John, New York, I'm sorry I didn't get to you today, but I enjoyed that myself. Glad to know that there's people like you out there, Lauren, and same to you, my friend, Gary. Any last parting words, Gary?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me on again, and thanks to these wonderful callers, Lauren. She's all over it, and really great call. And look forward to more shows, Clint.
All right, my friend, thank you for joining me, and as to you, my audience, I'm happy to have you as callers, I'll tell you. Take care.
With financial uncertainty.